Need some last-minute fantasy football advice? Then the boys at the Fade Route have you covered. Check out Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits or red lights. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z every NFL Sunday, noon Eastern, during the regular season. That's Red Light, Green Light 1-2-3 with D and Z. It's the option where we give you our picks for the week. It is the option for NFL Week 8. And what a week it was last week. We had a tie at the top between D and Jamaican Lion. So, that's a big one. So, we're a little less than halfway through the season, but you can still play. Join our Pick'em League at cbssports.com. Check us out. The Option 2025. It is free. It is fun. And it is a tight race up top. Liz Staples still in first place, snapping up 70 points, followed by the lovely Rita Sanchez at 67, D at 66, Inner Who's Ben Bean at 63 points, and me at 62, rounding out the top five. Let's get it going. Thursday night, Amazon Prime. The 3-3 Minnesota Vikings go into SoFi to take on the 4-3 napping Los Angeles Chargers.
Vikings.
I think the Chargers finally wake up from their nap.
Whoa.
Ugh. Carson Wentz, not great. Justin Herbert.
Is he starting?
He might. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I don't think you would go to McCarthy on a short week.
What? Well, I think he's hurt.
Jesus.
Hey, they're all hurt.
They're all, yeah. It's a Thursday. Everybody's hurt. You're going to have to bang through that. And, you're going to have to play through that. Sorry.
You're going to have to bang
through that. You're going to have to. And because, you know what, JJ's probably not going to finish that game either. So there's that. I'm going to take the Chargers. They finally wake up. Sunday. The 1-6 Miami Dolphins go into Hotlanta to take on the 3-3 Atlanta Falcons.
Falcons.
Yeah. Is this finally the week? Finally. Or they're just going to make him watch the rest of the season. Like, you're just like, nah, you fucking started this. You're gonna
finish. You're staying. You're staying here all year.
Son of a bitch. It's like, Coach, what's this duct tape? Steve, what are you doing here? Why are you duct taping me to this chair?
Why are you burying me?
Speaking of burial, the 4-2 Chicago Bears go into M&T Bank to take on the 1-5 Baltimore Ravens, probably without Lamar again.
Sounds like he's not playing again. It's such a secret. I don't understand. Just say what's going on. I don't understand why they're being so secretive about this. Yeah, I'm going with the Bears.
You gotta. Cooper Rush ain't doing it. And Lamar, there's some secret hamstring injury. Yeah. So, go with the Bears.
Why didn't you just put him on IR? What is the big deal? You had the bye week anyway. It's so
I have no idea what Baltimore's doing this year. Like, they are one of the most disappointing.
Punt. They're 1-5.
One in five.
You lose this game, you're 1-6. Just punt on the season, guys. I won't be mad. I get it.
Yeah. The 4-2 Buffalo Bills go into Carolina to take on the 4-3 Carolina Panthers.
Young is doubtful for this game, so Bills.
Got Josh Allen against Andrew Dalton, probably.
My
incredible
man.
Backup. But the Bills are much better. Ugh. The 0-7 Lupus, J-E-T-S, Jets, go into Cincinnati to take on Joe Flacco and the 3-4 Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, man, I didn't realize the game was in Cincinnati. Oh, man.
We're on to Cincinnati.
I'm going to the Bengals.
I'm taking the Bengals, too. Oh, Lord. This is going to be a drubbing. CBS Sports has it 96-4 in favor of...
I think they're going to win, but... You know, I wouldn't be surprised if the Jets put up a decent fight in this.
Well, it's relative.
a decent fight is relative for the Jets. Like, this is the scene. They were in it against the Broncos, and then...
You know, like a mouse puts up a decent fight against a fucking cat. There, like that kind of decent fight.
There you go. Or like the Dodgers against... The Blue Jays against the Dodgers. They play with their food. Like, how long before they start playing with their fucking food? Oh, Lord. The 5-2 San Francisco 49ers go into Energy Stadium to take on the 2-4 Houston Texans.
I gotta like the way the 49ers are playing, man. I don't like Kyle Shanahan, but man, he's coaching up the backups. They're playing good. They're playing without their best defensive player. It's hard to be upset with the way he's got things going there. So 49ers.
The Texans are conservative. The Texans are dog shit this year.
Dog shit.
I'm gonna take the Niners as well.
Nico Collins has a concussion.
Yeah, so
Nico Collins might not even play.
That vanilla ass conservative offense, it ain't working. And it goes to show you that it's actually kind of funny. Do you know where their coordinator went, Bobby Slowick? He ended up with the Dolphins. That's a lose-lose.
Sounds about right.
Because nothing's happening. The Dolphins stink and the Texans stink. Good job. The 2-5 Cleveland Browns go into Gillette to take on the 5-2 New England Patriots.
Pats.
Give me the Pats, but a close game, right?
Yeah.
The defense plays.
Ramondre Stevenson's going to do in that game.
How many fumbles is Ramondre going to have over under?
Well, just is he going to play well? You think he's going to play well?
Yeah, I hope so. Because there aren't many other, you know, how many more opportunities are you going to get? Hold on to the ball, son. High and tight. High and tight. The 2-5 New York Football Giants go into the link to take on the 5-2 Philadelphia Eagles.
I gotta think it's a 40-point drubbing, so I'm going with the Eagles.
I'm going with the Eagles. I don't think it's going to be 40 points, but A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are going to go off because there's no Holland. There's no Adebo. Deontay Banks has to play. God damn it. Like, where's the depth in the secondary? There is no depth in the secondary.
I thought you had him.
Say, where'd who go? I would like this. You would like that. Say, where'd he go? Jesus Christ.
Hollywood said, where'd he go?
Where'd who go? He's laughing at us right in the radio. He's laughing at us. It was me laughing, dickhead. More Labs Morning Recovery is the number one alcohol recovery supplement that helps you wake up clear-headed and refreshed. Clinically proven and trusted by thousands, with 20 million plus bottles sold and a 4.9 star rating, it works. Try it risk-free. Enjoy an exclusive 25% off discount on any product using our promo code DNZ at morelabs.com. That's 25% off using the promo code DNZ. Morelabs.com. We're into the 4 o'clock hour. The 5-2 banged up Tampa Bay Buccaneers go into the Big Easy to take on the 1-6 New Orleans Saints.
I was surprised at how bad they played yesterday. But I gotta think they played better against the Saints, yeah. So I'm gonna take the Buccaneers.
I'm gonna take the Bucs as well. Mike Evans out with a broken collarbone, so yeah. Down another weapon for Baker, but
Ibuka.
Yeah, so we'll see how that goes. The Javonte Williams Bowl. The 3-3-1 Dallas Cowboys go into the Mile High to take on the 5-2 Denver Broncos.
Not if they play the way they played last week, but I'm going to go with the Broncos, assuming that they play better, I guess.
Cowboys offense moves the ball. The Cowboys offense has been a revelation this year. They've been good. I'm not sure about that defense. And if they do what they did last week to the Giants, I think the Broncos are going to white-knuckle this one. I'm going to take them, too. The 1-6 Tennessee Titans go into Indianapolis to take on the 6-1 Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah.
For the shoe. Oof. Ain't gonna be pretty. And I couldn't even tell you who the backup is in Tennessee. So, like, Cam Ward, you're in this for the long haul.
You got this.
You got this. I believe in you. Your Sunday night special. The 4-1-1 Green Bay Packers go into Pittsburgh to take on Aaron Rodgers and the 4-2 Pittsburgh Steelers.
Should be a good game. I'm going to go with the Packers, but it should be a good game.
I'm going with the Packers, too. The Steelers, they beat up on bad teams. That's how they got out to the start that they did. Good teams, they struggle with. And the Packers are a much better team than the Steelers. Packers by 10. Your Monday Night Delight. The 3-4 Washington Commanders, probably without Jaden Daniels again, go into Arrowhead to take on the 4-3 Kansas City Chiefs.
Chiefs looks like they're getting ready to go back to the Super Bowl.
How about them Chiefs? They look ready to go. They're having fun again. The fake drawing offside play. That was
so stupid.
This ain't gonna fucking work. He got Tony Romo. He got Jim Nance. Oh, God. You know that they're about to hit their stride where they're fucking around. And the Chiefs are fully in fuck around mode. But eventually, they're going to run to a team. You fuck around, you find out. That ain't the commies, unfortunately. Teams on a bye. You're looking at the Cardinals, the Lions, the Jaguars, the Raiders, the Rams, and the Seahawks. Pretty much the entire NFC West. Adjust your fantasy rosters accordingly. It's time for us to run the go route. Play along with us. Go to our CBS Pick'em League entitled The Option 2025. Sign up today. It's free, it's fun, and you get all the bragging rights. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.